Keep your texts coming to us here on The Mooney Show. We've got loads of them already. And indeed, some of them are asking about our Eurovision party. It's called the Mooney Eurovision Green Room Party. It takes place at the Borgash Energy Theatre on Saturday, the 10th of May, 2014. The party takes place in the Circle Club. And if you want to be there, all you have to do is tell us in not more than 40 words why you and a friend of our friends indeed love the Eurovision. Write to us by email, mooney@rt.ie, or by post, Mooney, RT Radio 1, Dublin 4. And certainly it promises to be a great evening, doesn't
it,
Brenda?
Yes, and can I just add something? Because I'll be there with my platforms and flares, etc. But do put your contact number on whatever you send in, letter or email or whatever. It's going to be great fun. The whole room will be kitted out, decked out in Eurovision style. It'll be a bit, little bit like the actual green room at the Eurovision. So there you go. Contact number, please.
Contact number, they're good advice from Brenda. They'll have a big screen broadcasting in Eurovision live from Copenhagen as it happens. Refreshments will be provided. And as you heard, Paul Harrington will be there to charm and entertain us all. And indeed, our text lines are still busy. Great show, Marty. So many great memories. You could do a full week about ABBA. That's from Dave Brady. And Marty loving the show. I'm right back 40 years. All the memories. Love, love, love ABBA. Love the whole show. And thank you for bringing all the memories into my kitchen. That's Annette in Dunleary. Well, you're going to love the rest of the show, because joining us here is Dermot Gavin.
Woohoo! Do you know, that's my 50th birthday.
Is it?
That night you're having that party.
Really?
Maybe that solves my party
You're
issues.
Not 50, Dermot 50 Gavin.
Well, come on. Yeah. An official invite on behalf of Dermot Mooney and Anna Liddy and the crew. We would love to have you there.
No, you probably have to like Eurovision.
Yeah. Well, come here. Are you getting Botox or something, Dermot? You don't look 50.
I'm getting Botox
on
anything.
What are you doing? Is it the outdoors normally make you kind of, I suppose, is rougher on your skin?
Yeah.
You do not look 50.
Well, I'm not 50 yet.
No, but you do 49 not look near
and a
50.
Half.
Yeah.
I'm clinging three on. Three
quarters. Me and Marty are falling apart. Yeah. You look great.
On speak for yourself.
Sorry, Marty.
She told me last week I looked only 42, for God's sake.
50 is a weird one, isn't it?
Mm.
But now, I have a secret that I've just been told. You were at Mamma Mia, and there were some members of the ABBA original group there.
Yeah, when Mamma Mia, either the premiere in the West End in London, or maybe they were having a gala celebration after a year of Mamma Mia, but I got an invite to go, and three of the four, Agnetha wasn't there, the blonde one, but all the others were there, and came out on stage, and it was great, real celebration. And I was living over there at the time, and Justin came over to join me for the evening. And yeah, it felt like quite a momentous occasion.
And Dermot, if you get any more of those invites and guests, will you just ring me in future, please? I wouldn't mind going to one of those. Anyway, Dermot Gavin is in our studio, and
do you want to go to the gala? Is it this week in the Albert Hall?
Oh yeah, me and you. What, Dermot?
Excuse me,
sorry.
He was looking at me.
Oh, sorry. Look, I don't care. Whichever way, whatever you're into, Dermot.
I have a spare invite.
We'll text you. We'll do a selfie from you. Where are we going, Dermot?
Whatever the president is putting on. In
a big concert in Albert Hall, or yeah. Carnegie Hall.
We'll send you a selfie,
the
Brenda.
The creme de la creme of Irish music.
Wish you were
arts.
Here, Brenda.
Is that it? You know more than
what
me.
Do you like?
Well, anyway, yeah, Dermot is, as you can hear, is live in here with us, and we only have him for a little while. So email the programme on mooney@rt or text 51551. Not for tickets to the big gala event that Dermot and myself are going to in London, but any queries you might have on your gardening. And indeed, first of all, Dermot, I know now what you're going to be doing next Friday night or whatever it is, but what are you doing these days?
Gardening, I suppose, like every other gardener at this time of the year. It's just wonderful that spring. Driving into RTE, seeing all those cherry trees underneath them, all the daffodils. The Japanese maples are about to burst open. It's the most exhilarating time of the year if you're a gardener. So I'm out there gardening. I was in a great little nursery up the Dublin Mountains, Mount Venus Nurseries up in Mutton Lane. Bought a whole load of plants at the weekend. So tonight when I get back, I'll be putting them in. I brought the labels because I wanted to see if you could pronounce them.
Pronounce the labels?
The names of the plants.
Oh, gosh. Eclum candicans?
Echium.
Echium.
Echium is the most wonderful plant that if you live in a fairly sheltered place in Ireland, they're like fireworks. They just burst out of the ground. And they grow up to their biennial. So they last, they grow 1 year, flower the following year, and then they die off. But when they die, they set seed.
How long do they last? How long are they in flower? This is, I only want plants that spend a long time in flower.
All
so I can
summer
look
long.
At them.
And wait till I tell you, they get to 3 metres high. Mm. And they're full of tiny blue flowers all the way up. And they attract all the bees. And everybody just stops. We have in the front garden, everybody. They're like triffids. They're incredible. So that's Echium's.
Okay.
Echium's.
Geranium rosanna.
Nice low-growing ground cover herbaceous geranium.
Okay.
Geranium is too easy, Marty. Yeah.
Okay, I like that one, actually. Nepeta, Nepeta verusa blauige.
So that's a catmint with quite a
light
large... Light blue flowers, which... just explode out of the ground. So that is like a cushion of purple, blue, purple flowers all over the ground. We brought small plants. Within, I would say, 6 weeks, they will be a couple of foot square and full of flower. Amazing. If you have a path going through a garden or the edge of a patio, put them there and they are at the front of a border. Magnificent.
And what about geranium pimatum?
Palmatum.
Palmatum.
This is a geranium. Palmatum, what do you think palmatum means?
Palmatum, don't really know. I know geranium, but palmatum, shade? Five?
Palm.
Palm, very good. So,
you're so smart, Brendan Dunnell.
I'm the best girl in the class.
Now, these are monster geraniums, which I like anything that creates big impact in the garden. So these geraniums will just be absolutely... If I can keep the new dog away from them, the pup away from them, they'll be absolutely magnificent.
What about the... is it Salvia officinalis forgotten?
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. There's so many salvias. Some are the bedding plants, the red ones that you'd put in beside the... Do you remember growing up, it was blue and white and blue and
that's
white?
That's right, yeah.
So then there used to be red salvias, but these salvias are herbaceous perennial, so they'll last in the flower and blue, and they'll last from year to year.
Okay, we've loads of texts coming in, but before because we've lots to talk to you about, there's a new range of product and charity events, and you were also in South Fork, I believe, in Dallas.
Yeah, I was in Dallas recently, yeah, with Sue Ellen.
Oh, you definitely...
You came out of the shower with Sue Ellen or Bobby or who?
I met Bobby and I did ask him about that, the shower scene, but Sue Ellen is amazing. Now, Bobby is very nice and everything like that, but Sue Ellen is...
She's so far could suit you. I can see you there.
Oh, well, yeah, I could see a rodeo for
I had the horse, we did rodeo. It was. Yeah.
Do you remember
there
was the cowboy
there.
In South Fork? Mm. One of the sons was a cowboy.
That's right. And it was
Roy.
A clip. It was Roy, yeah.
Yeah. That's
was
you.
Right. Yeah, that's this is my South Fork shirt
I'll be
that I'm
Pam.
Wearing. The cowboy shirt.
Oh, Pam.
Shirt.
Oh, yeah. Pam broke
Pam
my heart.
Pam wasn't. Did she?
Yeah, broke my heart.
Tell us
was
about it.
Beautiful. Absolutely stunning. That's Victoria Principal.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, I tell you, Linda Gray still looks stunning.
Does she really? Yes. Absolutely. Well, she looks beautiful on the new
She is the
Dallas.
Nicest lady in the world. Just.
Well, what were you doing?
We were doing this kind of mini-series for ITV, looking at gardens that have featured in television programmes. So from, what's your woman's name? From the Penelope Keith, To the Manor Born.
Oh, The Good Life.
We didn't do The Good Life. They wouldn't let us. The people who live in the house wouldn't let us in. Because that would have been great. That would have been Felicity Kendall, who was my real...
Oh, yeah. She was lovely, too.
Here. I'm leaving the studio, the Perry.
So we went out to Dallas to see what the grounds of Dallas and to reminisce about how they were used. Because growing up, I grew up in Rathfarnham in Dublin in the kind of grey 70s and 80s and seeing Dallas and seeing everybody, you know, all the stuff that happened around that pool, around the patio. It was quite exciting. Yeah.
And so the pool is there.
Everything is there. It's all tiny, of course, as all these things always are. But magnificent to see.
And did I read this correctly? Were you in the gardens in Alcatraz as well?
I was, yes, yeah. That's in off San Francisco, this prison on the rock that nobody has ever successfully successfully escaped from. Great movies like The Birdman of Alcatraz.
It's but kind of an eerie place though, isn't it, Dermot?
Oh, it's just awful. It was a kind of tale of two places because we went and we met people who lived there and who had beautiful gardens and it was like a Disney town for them because their parents worked in the prison. And they lived on the rock, but just outside the prison. But some prisoners created incredible gardens, and there's a whole American conservancy organization who restored these gardens, and that was amazing to see.
OK, tell me about your new range of products that you've developed.
Well, we're starting to develop a whole load of stuff. We have I'm working with the Ideal Home Show, which is on this weekend from Friday to Sunday, and Kilsaran, a paving company from Dunboyne in County Meath, have invited me to go and do a range of paving slabs, which is very interesting.
Do a range of what? Perfume?
Paving slabs.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to do perfume slots.
I am going to do scented candles.
Are you?
Yeah.
Derma scented candles.
Yeah, yeah, because
oh, you're really,
really
getting old now. Now I know you're 50. Oh.
She was nice to you for a while now, Derma.
I knew it wasn't going to last. No. So, we're, yeah, Kilsaran are fantastic. So, they're
candles, come on.
That's you gone out. You're off the trip to London anyway now, Brenda.
I just assumed that Brenda wasn't here. Do you know when the last time I met you was?
Oh, no, when?
It was after the IFTAs.
Right.
In a nightclub.
Oh, God.
And we were both up at the bar. Do you not remember that?
No. I actually have no recollection.
Oh, I could say anything there.
You could. Yeah.
Moving on swiftly to save your blushes.
Yeah. So, yes,
I am blushing.
I will be at the Ideal Home Show on Saturday and Sunday. It goes on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and we have a lovely garden there that they're creating. I hope they're creating at the moment because they weren't when I went down this morning.
Tell me, what is a Nordic outdoor living space?
It's something that a PR person dreamt up.
Right.
When I said I was using lots of trees. So we're doing a simple undulating garden with a grove of about 30 or 40 birch trees with a kind of eggshell box creation underneath. I'm doing a wavy thing with my hands to try and explain it. With my new magnificent Kilsaran slab is going all the way through it. It'll be lovely.
Sounds wonderful.
It does sound lovely,
It will be. And the Ideal Home Show is really great fun and it does spell out. Do you know what? I had a funny time at the Ideal Home Show a few years ago. My first ever sponsor for the Chelsea Flower Show was a guy called Michael O'Leary because I was teaching his mum garden design, Ger, great woman from Mullingar. And she said, do you need any help getting over to Chelsea? And Michael gave me, I think it was £3,000 and £3,000 worth of flights, which made the whole thing possible for me, and
which was astonishing.
Well done. And then 10 years later, I went down to see my friends who run the Ideal Home Show, and I was wondering, and there I saw Michael and his wife, and I hadn't seen him in all that time. And I said hello, and he said, oh, I didn't think he'd remember us.
Oh,
and they were
like
a young couple buying their first three-piece suite.
It was just
the sweetest thing.
Well, it's more, I have this image of his mother saying, now you look after that young boy there, Michael, oh, and he'd do anything his mum said.
Do you know what? She was is fantastic, great woman, absolutely great woman. And I went down to see her garden down in Mullingar around that time. But yeah.
And you're going to have a busy time in August. Isn't the World Garden Centre Congress coming to Dublin?
That's right. There's a wonderful woman called Rachel Doyle from the Arboretum Garden Centre
She's been in here a few times. She's amazing.
She's a real enthusiast. So she has single-handedly got herself elected president. And as soon as she was elected president of this World Congress, she invited everybody to Ireland. So it's happening in
Well
in
done
Ireland.
To Rachel.
Yeah, well, very important for
her. Why is it a big deal?
It's a big deal because it brings it, what she has done, she's raised the level of excellence for garden centres in this country. From Carlow, she started off in the 1970s selling plants from her back garden. And now she has the best garden centre in the country. And because she has the best, she challenges everybody else. And she does it in such a nice way. She's a great ambassador for the industry. So to have all these people to come and see, and we're quite good on garden centres. I would travel an awful lot. And in Britain, they absolutely, they're passionate about gardens. In Ireland, we're fast catching up. But it's way beyond the rest of the world. So we're really quite excellent. We have a temperate climate. We can grow so many plants. And we have a good industry and very good people like Dermot O'Neill and Helen Dillon and Rachel Doyle who would really promote our gardening. So the fact that we have these 250 owners of garden centres from all around the world coming to Ireland to see how you should do it, and knowing Rachel, she will be the best. I was down there the other day, I was just saying she'll be the best taxi driver ever, because you know the way sometimes you don't want visitors to meet the taxi driver in the airport because you only want them to hear good things.
Yeah,
she'll collect them, she'll bring them to Croke Park first. Ferry
them
everywhere and tell them what is great.
They fall into bed at 4 in the morning, exhausted,
if they're
full.
Lucky. If they're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, remember, of course, the Ideal Homes show is on this weekend coming. If you're unable to get to Dermot, who will be there, you can email us now, mooney@rt.ie, or text 51551. Although the clock is ticking towards 4:30. Let me ask you this. Olive Bridget on Twitter says, ask Dermot Gavin about the gorgeous daisy grommet he designed for the Bristol Children's Hospital.
Oh, yes. I got a letter from Nick Parks, you know, your man Wallace and Gromit.
Yes.
And you know the way they do these cows and they do all sorts of camels and stuff like that. He wanted me to design a model, a bit of 2 metre high model of Gromit for a scheme called Gromit Unleashed. And I never know what to do when people ask me to do these things because you can't paint one of these things because you look like a fool in front of Damien Hirst or whoever is next to you. So I got a friend of mine to cover it in artificial turf. And then we put artificial daisies into it, and it raised, I think, about 20 grand in an auction for a children's cancer charity in Bristol. So that was fun. And they had all these grommets right through the city of Bristol and right into National Trust properties. And it was a great trail that they ran, especially for kids. And anything that gets kids out and interested in learning about gardening
is a good thing.
Is to me a good thing. I was in your area around at the weekend.
Were you?
Yeah. You're Butterfield, aren't you?
I am, in Redfarnham, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's a
we're neighbours.
I was born not far from, or brought up in down near the village in Redfarnham, but you've a wonderful, do you know Anne-Marie Darmody? She's a local councillor. She brought me up to Woodstown Village in Knocklyon. You know, we did this programme, Dirty Old Towns.
Mm.
Well, these amazing people, very...
It was a good series now.
It was good, yeah.
Good reaction.
It was very good. But to see communities getting out, on Saturday I went to have a photograph taken with these people who were doing all the work. A huge estate and the whole community out under a guy called Gabriel Curtis, everybody out cleaning the estate. Taking out the weeds, taking out the litter.
Is this revisiting around the bed. Dermot?
No. They were just doing it. Do you know what? He told me the story, your man, Gabriel. He said, right, I was looking at my garden, and his garden is probably the size of this studio, not huge. And he says, I was getting really bored with my garden. I love gardens. He says, I opened up the front garden and I realised, the front door, and he says, I realise I have 25 acres. Everybody's house, everybody's garden, all the roundabouts, all the common areas, the GAA pitch, all of that. And he said about getting everybody, I don't like this smirk.
No, I think that's really imaginative.
Yeah,
I love
is.
That. That's me being sincere, honestly.
Show me the instances.
Yeah, I know, yeah. No, honestly, that's really good.
So we were there on Saturday. I was just, at this time of the year, just wonderful to see people out. Not everybody, so if more people in Woodstown can get out and help Gabriel, it'd be great. But I think that's what, because it was him and a few kids the first year. This year, about 60 people.
Wow.
But there's a couple of thousand people live there.
And finally, you have a charity run coming up.
I'm down in Kerry for Easter weekend with Sonia O'Sullivan at the Kilreelig Arts Centre. Have you heard about this place?
No,
she's doing that spot. I'm not.
That is her sincere look. Keep looking at me. I'm the one that's going to London with you.
I'm still trying to think, what did I say to you at the bar at the IFTAs? But anyway, go on.
You don't want to know, but it was great.
What are you doing with Sonia? Go on.
Sonia, there's a wonderful woman called Noelle Campbell-Sharp who's created this retreat for artists. Has she ever been in here?
No, but I know about the retreat, yeah.
You should have her in here because she's an inspiration. She's restored all these famine cottages. She gives them to artists from all around the world. Doesn't charge no contract. People just come and they create some art. They leave it behind. Sonia's coming down on Easter Sunday and she's going to run a fun run around Bowlis Head in the middle of the most beautiful part of the world. So I'm helping to organise that midday.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, best of luck to Sonia and indeed to you, Dermot Gavin, who will be giving talks as well at the Ideal Homes show on Saturday and Sunday. Always a pleasure to have you on the Mooney Show.